Comic book fans have Comic-Con, would-be knights have the Renaissance Festival, and as Grant Gerlach of NET News in Nebraska discovered, cowboy wannabes also have a place to live out their fantasies.
At this shooting range in central Nebraska, the sound of bullets hitting steel targets is ringing out on a cold fall morning. And a few things look out of place here. There's an old replica jail, a train depot, and a hangman's gallows that could be from a Western movie backlot. And then when you ask people their names, you may get a funny answer.
Curly May.
Pit Mule.
Crooked Creek.
My name is Grizzly Dave. My friends call me Grizz. You want to be my friend, don't you?
Those are actually Carolee Klein of Plainville, Kansas, Tracy Thorpe of Des Moines, Iowa, and Dave Breifogel of Louisville, Colorado. This is cowboy action shooting, target shooting with historically accurate guns and costumes. While other weekend warriors may head for the golf course or a hiking trail, this group is at home on the range.
When you strap on the holsters and you've got all the other getup to it, it's like you've forgotten all about the outside world at that moment.
That's David Sayers, the Nebraska State Coordinator of SAS, the Single Action Shooting Society. He says cowboy shooting competitions started in the 1980s in California. Now there are clubs in all 50 states. The national championship is in Phoenix each February, last year drawing nearly 800 competitors. About 40 people are at this match. A few stand at a table loading their guns. At each station, the cowboys take turns firing at targets about 10 yards away, using pistols, a rifle, and shotgun. The fastest time wins, but it's not just about speed, it's about looking good. Tracy Thorpe, aka Pit Mule, dresses for a costume category called Classic Cowboy.
Today I'm wearing garters, a vest, what they call braces, botas, which are leggings, not quite chaps, and a knife.
Others wear badges and bandanas, belt buckles and spurs. And there's another dose of theater because in each round, the shooters play out a scene. This match is based on scenes from Jimmy Stewart movies. He was in lots of famous westerns like Winchester 73, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and...
Night Passage! Grant McLean arrives at the abandoned mine.
The stage leader sets up the round based on this 1957 movie about a railroad worker who's good with a gun. Danette Ray from Boulder, Colorado stands in the depot, but before she starts firing, she recites a line from the big shootout at the end of the movie.
All right, now you get back inside. I'll cover for you.
You get back inside and I'll cover for you.
Stand by.
Ray says it was her husband who first started shooting cowboy style, then her daughter.
And I waited a couple more years because, you know, running with guns just scared me to death. Now it's a way of life. All our vacations are cowboy-related shootings. It's a hoot. Yeah.
45, 5-5, and everybody says one got away.
The winner of today's match gets a medal. Winning nationals gets you a trophy and belt buckle. But for many shooters, like Tony Gower, who goes by Gray Rat, it brings back fond memories.
People my age and older, they grew up watching the Westerns on Saturday morning and going to the movies and all that. Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, John Wayne, and of course, Jimmy Stewart.
And for a day, they get to wear the clothes and shoot the guns of their childhood heroes. For NPR News, I'm Grant Gerlach.
That story comes to us from Harvest Public Media, a reporting collaboration focusing on agriculture and rural issues.
I dream of a